Today, on this episode of the PureDirect Special Spotlight.
Biosimilars are highly similar products. They're not identical. And that is because these are large, complex molecules that are developed in living systems, so in cell cultures, for examples, or in animals.
Today, Drs. Camacho and Lewicki joined the podcast to discuss emerging therapeutics and biosimilars, advancing the future of osteoporosis care in this PureDirect Specialist Spotlight. All opinions expressed are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect the views of this educational initiative's supporters.
Hello, I'm Pauline Camacho, director of the Loyola University Osteoporosis and Metabolic Bone Disease Center in Chicago.
And I'm Mike Lewicki, director of New Mexico Clinical Research and Osteoporosis Center in Albuquerque.
Thanks for joining me today, Mike.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Let's explore an exciting area of osteoporosis care, emerging therapeutics and biosimilar innovations. The treatment landscape is evolving rapidly with new mechanisms of action, novel approaches to improve bone health, and a growing number of biosimilars that may expand patient access. These developments raise important clinical questions about safety, efficacy, and how to integrate them into practice. To start our conversations, what are some of the most promising new therapies you see on the horizon for osteoporosis and bone health?
Well, thanks for the question. I'd like to focus on two unmet needs that are possibly addressed by new and emerging treatments. Anabolic therapy started off with teriparatide and was followed thereafter by abaloteritide, but both of these are by daily self-administered injections that usually go on for 18 months to 2 years. And self-injections are a barrier for treatment for many patients. So, interestingly enough, there's a new compound being developed that's an oral preparation for PTH. It's actually teriparatide, PTH 1 to 34, the same molecule that's used by daily injection that's put into an oral form that seems to be effective in increasing bone density and in increasing bone formation in phase 2 clinical trials. There's an interesting property of this drug that's quite different from injectable teriparatide, however. It not only increases bone formation, but it reduces bone resorption. So it uncouples resorption and formation, which is something that is more like what we currently see with romosozumab. So this drug is currently entering phase 3 clinical trials with another new and emerging event that I'd like to highlight, and that is that bone mineral density will be the primary endpoint for this study instead of vertebral fractures, which has been the FDA standard for many years. So not only does it have an unusual form of delivery in that it's oral, not only does it uncouple formation and resorption, but it also has a new design of a clinical trial that we've not seen before. I'm going to talk about a second unmet need in current medications, and that is the limited time that romosozumab seems to have an anabolic effect. So romosozumab increases formation and decreases resorption, but after 4 to 6 months of treatment, the anabolic effect is pretty much dissipated, as far as we know from the clinical trials. One of the hypotheses for that short duration of anabolic action is an uptick, an upregulation of DKK1, another cytokine that inhibits bone formation. So you might imagine if you could inhibit sclerostin and inhibit DKK1 at the same time, you might possibly have a greater and longer lasting anabolic effect. And that is exactly what is currently being studied in what's called a dual action anabolic agent that inhibits both sclerostin and DKK1. This medication is currently entering phase 2 clinical trials, and it's a dose-ranging study. Patients were started on this trial not too long ago. It's hopeful that completion of enrollment will occur by the end of 2025, and if that looks favorable, it will go on to phase 3 clinical trials. So another very exciting drug, I think.
I agree. This is so exciting. What about biosimilars? How do you think that's changing the treatment landscape?
Well, let me explain what biosimilars are, because they're not quite the same as generics. So we're all familiar with generic alendronate, for example, and other bisphosphonates. These generic compounds are exact replicas of the reference compound. So brand name alendronate is exactly the same molecule as generic alendronate. Biosimilars are highly similar products. They're not identical. And that is because these are large complex molecules that are developed in living systems, so in cell cultures, for examples, or in animals. And even in the reference products, the brand name products that have been approved by the FDA for treatment, these drugs are not all exactly the same. There is variability just because of the way that they're manufactured. So with biosimilar denosumab, which is the newest biosimilar in the world of osteoporosis, we have compounds that are very similar. They are efficacious, they're safe, and they match the immunogenicity of what we see with the reference product, the brand name denosumab. All of these biosimilars have been tested in clinical trials. And amazingly enough, we already have at least 6 biosimilar denosumab products that have been FDA approved, and I imagine more to come. And what I hope biosimilar denosumab will do is make this very useful compound available to more patients, and I hope at a lower price than the reference brand name product. So we'll see how that shakes out, but I'm hoping that's what'll happen.
Thank you for that insightful conversation on the next generation of osteoporosis therapeutics and the path towards improved patient outcomes.
It's been my pleasure.
And thank you to our viewers for joining us as we explored how emerging therapies and biosimilar innovations are shaping the future of osteoporosis care.
And that's today's Specialist Spotlight. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my Flash Briefing?" Thanks today to our guests, Drs. Camacho and Lewicki. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.